on Ukraine. I'm Chris DeMeo, Fox News. Fears that Russia will invade Ukraine have intensified as a new report says the Kremlin has already assembled 70% of its forces it would need to launch a full-scale invasion.
Some of the Ukrainian civilians training with wooden dummy rifles. On the other side, you have the Russians on three sides of Ukraine now. And that buildup in particular in the north of Ukraine, in the country of Belarus. It's there right now that Russian and Belarus are carrying out joint exercises. And it's the largest deployment since the start of the Cold War along that border. And when you talk to people in villages who are training perhaps to fight the Russians, they really are under no illusions about what they could be facing.
If the God decides, we will die, but we will defend our country.
Ukraine will need a lot of help if it is going to stand up to the Russian army. The defense budget of Russia, more than 10 times that of Ukraine.
That's Fox's Steve Harrigan. Meantime, new German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will meet with President Biden this week to reassure him that Germany stands with the U.S. and NATO in opposing any Russian aggression. Some lawmakers demanding answers from the White House about last summer's chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Leaked notes from a national security deputies meeting on August 14th, one day before Kabul fell, indicate the Biden administration had not yet finalized where to evacuate thousands of Americans and allied Afghans.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. 13 U.S. service members were killed during the evacuation effort when a terrorist's bomb exploded near their airport checkpoint. A Florida man says he jumped from a stolen car seconds before it was hit by a train and sent flying into a nearby home. The man was arrested. Super Bowl 56 set for next week, but there was football this Sunday, the AFC defeating the NFC in the Pro Bowl 41-35. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Sheriff's deputies in Florida arresting three alleged neo-Nazis after their group roughed up a Jewish college student.
The Orange County Sheriff's Office says the three are members of the National Socialist Movement, one of the nation's largest neo-Nazi groups. During a rally last month, college student David Neustadt told Fox 35 in Orlando that he was driving by when he got out of his car, started recording the group, and pushed a demonstrator who spat at him.
I'm literally Jewish, and I got attacked, assaulted, pepper sprayed, you name it, spit on, called disgusting slurs just because of my religion.
The three suspects are in their mid-40s. Two are charged with battery along with a hate crime enhancement. The third is charged with grand theft for allegedly taking the young man's iPhone. Roger Stern, Fox News.
Israel's prime minister congratulating President Biden for last week's raid in Syria that killed the leader of ISIS. Naftali Bennett telling the president the world is now a safer place thanks to the courageous operation of U.S. forces. Daring stunts and slapstick comedy energized this weekend's box office.
Jackass Forever exceeding expectations in its first weekend in theaters.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville. Welcome to Jackass.
If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough.
The fourth movie in the stunt and prank series with 23.5 million in ticket sales. The big-budget sci-fi spectacle Moonfall in the number two spot, grossing just over $10 million during its debut weekend. Spider-Man No Way Home falling to number three with $9.6 million in ticket sales. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
An argument in the checkout line at a South Florida grocery store escalates into a deadly shooting. Police have a suspect in custody. I'm Chris DeMeo. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.